Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building something really useful for your tracks and for your DJ tools, a sequence of an Amen Veridation, with a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. This is not just about making a break sound interesting on its own. The real goal is to create a looped section that can sit between drops, extend an intro, fill an outro, or give a DJ a clean mix point, while still sounding dark, alive, and unmistakably jungle. This matters because in drum and bass, especially jungle and darker rollers, you often need movement without rewriting the whole drum part. A strong Amen Veridation gives you that heritage and that human swing, but it also keeps the arrangement functional. Why this works in DNB is simple. The track has to stay powerful at club volume, the sub has to stay clean, the drums have to stay punchy, and the atmosphere has to do the emotional work without getting in the way. So let's start with the foundation. Open a new Ableton Live set and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Drag in an Amen break or any strong break with clear kick, snare, and head detail. At this stage, don't overprocess it. Just get a clean 4-bar phrase working first. Loop it. Line up the main transient so the phrase starts in a musical place, and make sure the timing feels solid. What to listen for here is whether the snare still feels like the anchor. The loop should already bounce a little, even before you add effects. If it feels too straight, check the warp mode and the loop start before you start reaching for processing. In jungle, if the timing is messy at the start, everything downstream gets messy very quickly. Now we're going to make a variation instead of just repeating the exact same loop. Duplicate the break, then start chopping it into smaller sections. Think in terms of a musical phrase, not random edits. A strong beginner structure is to keep bar 1 mostly original. Remove one or two hits in bar 2 and replace them with a tail, add a fill or a flipped snare idea in bar 3, then bring the main phrase back in bar 4 with a small turnaround. That gives you movement without destroying the identity of the break. If you're comfortable with simpler or drum rack, you can slice the break and trigger pieces from MIDI. If not, simple audio cuts and arrangement view are absolutely fine. The important thing is that the break feels like one performance, not a collage of unrelated pieces. You want controlled chaos, not random chaos. What to listen for is whether the variation still feels like the same drum phrase. If you take out too many anchor hits, the loop loses its spine. Bring back the snare or a key kick if the groove starts to fall apart. That's the discipline here. Keep the energy, but protect the identity. Next, give the break some shape with EQ and compression before we add atmosphere. Put EQ 8 on the break and use a gentle high pass somewhere around 25 to 40 Hz. Just to clear out sub-rumble that doesn't help the track. If there's a harsh top-end bite, make a small dip around 5 to 8 kHz, but keep it subtle. The goal is cleanup, not surgery. Then add compressor or glue compressor if the loop needs a bit more glue. Start lightly, maybe around a 2:1 ratio, a medium attack, so the transient can breathe, and only a few dB of gain reduction. If you squash the break too hard, you kill the snap. And that snap is a big part of what makes an Amen work in jungle. Keep the punch. Always keep the punch. Now comes the deep jungle atmosphere layer. Create a separate audio track and bring in a dark texture. That could be vinyl noise, room ambience, rain, wind, forest texture, tape hiss, or even a noisy resample from the break itself. If you don't have a perfect sample, don't worry. A rough noise source can become great once it's filtered and shaped properly. On that atmosphere track, use EQ 8 to high pass at around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't cloud the drum body. Then use auto filter to control the top end. A low pass moving somewhere between 2 kHz and 8 kHz can give you that breathing, foggy character. Add reverb only if you keep it dark and restrained, and maybe a little saturator if you want more grime and harmonic dirt. The atmosphere should feel like fog around the groove, not a pad sitting on top of it. What to listen for is whether the break still feels clear when the atmosphere comes in. If the snare and head to tail disappear, the texture is too loud or too wide, or it's occupying the wrong frequency space. Pull it back until the groove comes through again. That balances everything. At this point, don't just leave the atmosphere running flat and constant. Shape it in phrases. In Ableton, automate the filter cutoff or the volume so it opens over time and then resets. A simple 4-bar movement works really well. For example, keep bar 1 darker and more filtered, let bar 2 brighten slightly, open bar 3 a little more, and then pull bar 4 back down to create tension before the next section. Even a tiny 1 to 3 dB volume move can make a big difference if it's placed musically. This works because DJs and dancers feel energy in phrases. 4 bars, 8 bars, 16 bars. If the atmosphere evolves in that same logic, the section feels intentional instead of just looped. Now let's check the groove in context. Play the amen variation with the bass line if you already have one in the session. This is a really important check. Solo loops can trick you. A loop that sounds amazing on its own can fall apart the moment the bass comes back. So mute and unmute the bass and ask yourself one question. Does the drum phrase still drive the section when the bass returns? If the groove feels a little off, don't immediately add more stuff. Check the timing relationship between the snare and the atmosphere first. Often the issue is that the texture is arriving too early or hanging around too long after the hit. You can also nudge a ghost note slightly late for more laid-back swing, or slightly early if the loop feels sluggish. Keep the main snare solid unless you intentionally want a looser jungle feel. If the bass is heavy, make sure the low mids aren't piling up. Cut a little around 200 to 500 Hz if needed. Keep the sub lane clear below around 90 Hz if the bass owns that space. The kick and bass should not smear into one blob. The snare should still land clearly on top of the groove. Now let's add a little extra grit, but keep it controlled. A very effective chain is drum bus followed by gentle saturator, then EQ weight to clean up any mud or harshness. Use just enough drive to thicken the break or give the atmosphere some worn-in edge. If the amen is too clean, this is where you give it attitude. If the atmosphere feels too polite, this is where you make it feel like it's been dragged through the dark. A good rule here is simple. Stop as soon as it feels like a real DJ tool. You do not need endless layers. In fact, one strong amen variation plus one well-shaped atmosphere often works better than three competing textures. Less is more when the groove is already carrying the identity. If the balance feels right, group the elements and save the setup. Better yet, consolidate or print the result to audio once the phrase is working. That helps you commit and move forward instead of endlessly tweaking a snare tail for 20 minutes. And that's a real workflow win in drum and bass. Once the loop is doing the job, trust it and keep building the track. Now think about arrangement. A useful DJ style placement is to let the amen variation act as a transition chamber. It can be an intro, an outro, a bridge between drops, or a breathing space before the bass returns. For example, you might use 8 bars of filtered break and atmosphere for the intro, then a slightly brighter build, then a 4-bar transition, where the density drops, and finally an outro that's simple enough for a DJ to mix out of. Or you might place the variation right after a drop as a tense bridge into the next phrase. A strong sign that you've done this well is that if you mute the bass and listen to just the break plus atmosphere, the section still feels complete. If it sounds thin, add more rhythmic interest to the break, not more pad wash. The drums should remain the spine of the section. Here's a useful creative mindset shift. Treat this as phrase building, not loop destroying. If the break already has character, your job is to steer it so it works in the track. The biggest beginner mistake is adding too many interesting details too early. Before you decorate anything, ask if the snare still acts like the spine of the section. If not, simplify first. You can also test your loop in three states: drums solo, drums plus bass, and drums plus bass plus the transition before or after it. If it only sounds good in solo, it's not ready yet. That's a great habit to build. A few quick pro reminders. Keep the sub area under control. Use grime from harmonics, not just volume. Let the atmosphere move in phrases instead of sitting static. If you want more depth, resample the atmosphere and chop it back up for a more organic feel. And if you want more width, widen the atmosphere, not the core break body. Keep the important drum hits centered so the club impact stays strong. If you want to push this further, try one version that stays more dry and functional in the first half, then gets darker and wider in the second half. Or make a snare-led turnaround, where the last beat of every two bars hints at the next phrase. Those kinds of details make jungle phrasing feel alive without becoming clutter. So here's the recap. Build a clean 4-bar amen phrase. Chop it into a variation with intention. Shape it with gentle EQ and compression. Add a dark atmosphere layer and filter it so it surrounds the groove instead of masking it. Move that atmosphere in phrases. Check the result with the bass line. Keep the low end clean, and commit the loop once it feels right. The goal is a dark, rolling, mixable passage that still punches in the club and still feels like real jungle. Now it's your turn. Run the mini practice exercise and build a 4-bar amen variation with one atmosphere layer using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the atmosphere out of the sub range, automate at least one 4-bar change, and make sure the result still works when the drums and bass play together. If you want the challenge, make two versions, one restrained and DJ-friendly and one darker and more pressured. Take your time. Trust the groove, and remember, in DNB, a great loop isn't the one with the most happening. It's the one that hits hard, breathes right, and moves like it belongs in a real track.